And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 21st. This week in 1968, Badfinger signed with Apple Records, but they were not called Badfinger initially, they were the Ivies. The Sun Records studio in Memphis, Tennessee was designated a National Historic Landmark this week in 2003. In 1955, Chess Records released the very first Chuck Berry single, Maybelline. The film version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band that starred Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees along with George Burns debuted in New York City this week in 1978. The Ritchie Valens biographical movie La Bamba opened nationwide this week in 1987. Songwriter Mike Stoller, who co-wrote Hound Dog, among many other tunes, survived the sinking of the ship Andrea Doria in the Atlantic Ocean this week in 1956. Sadly, 51 others were not as fortunate. Crosby, Stills, and Nash added Neil Young to the group at a concert in the Fillmore East in New York City this week in 1969. In 1960, Elvis Presley began filming the movie Flaming Star. Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. got married this week in 1969. In 68, the Jackson 5 signed with Motown Records, and in 1960, Sam Cooke's Chain Gang was released. Sly and the Family Stone failed to appear for a free concert in Grant Park in Chicago, Illinois, this week in 1970, and as a result, there was a riot. Mary Wilson from the Supremes was given a day in her honor in her hometown of Detroit this week in 1973. In the studio, the Beatles began recording Come Together in 69. The Monkees recorded A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You in 1967. Neil Young's first recording session happened this week in 1963 in Winnipeg, Manitoba. The Monkees recorded Last Train to Clarksville in 66. The Beatles began recording While My Guitar Gently Weeps in 1966, and they had a guest with them in the studio. Eric Clapton played the lead solo guitar. The Monkees recorded I'm Not Your Stepping Stone in 66. In 68, Harper Valley PTA was recorded by Jeannie C. Riley. The Tokens cut their biggest hit of all of their releases this week in 61, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Connie Francis recorded My Heart as a Mind of Its Own in 60, and Hank Ballard recorded Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go also this week in 1960. Birthdays: Cat Stevens is 71, Rosie Hamlin from Rosie and the Originals, born in 1945, Kay Starr, born in 1922, Kim Fowley, born in 1939, Plaz Johnson, great sax player who played on such hits as The Purple People Eater, The Great Pretender, and so many other songs, including My Special Angel, is turning 88 this week. Bobby Sherman is 76. Thomas Wayne, born in 1941. Don Henley from the Eagles is 72. Chuck Jackson, 82. Estelle Bennett from the Ronettes, born this week, 1944. Tony Joe White, born in 43. David Essex is turning 72. Bert Convy, who was with the Cheers and sang Black Denim Trousers before he became a game show host, he's born this week in 1934. Bruce Woodley from The Seekers and co-writer with Paul Simon of Red Rubber Ball by The Circle is turning 77. Steve Goodwin, born this week in 1948. Walter Brennan, born this week in 1894. Mick Jagger from The Rolling Stones is 76. Bobby Hebb, born in 38. Brendan Wood is 78. Dobie Gray, born this week. I have incorrect information there, so we'll disregard that. Bobby Gentry is 77. Maureen McGovern, 70. Harvey Fuqua from the Moonglows, remember Ten Commandments of Love, born this week in 1929. Nick Reynolds from the Kingston Trio, born in 1933. And Bob Thiel, who produced Buddy Holly's Rave On and produced and later married Teresa Brewer, he was born this week in 1922. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 21st. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.